Mm-hmm. Here, I think it's time for us to launch our career builder segment, and we're going to talk to Robert Parkinson, founder and CEO of RMG Selection, a leading Asia-focused executive search business. Today, we're going to talk about how to boost your career by social media. That's why I'm calling Robert a very important person, and the topic a very important topic.
Mm.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, guys. Great to be with you. I'm sure I'm not a very important person, but I agree it's a very important topic.
Yes,
so
indeed.
Great to be with you again.
Yes, indeed. How are you?
I'm really well, okay. Really well. On my way to London at the moment, so pretty
goodness.
Busy.
Can you carry me with you? Put me in your pocket so we
exactly.
travel to London together. Byron wants to go too.
Well, I know a way that Manly can get to London without having, and you're in the
social media.
Oh, yeah, social media. Anyway, social media, yes.
Robert, definitely we're going to focus on social media because as far as I know, social media is a relatively new thing in our lives, right? And we've been showing off, our dinners, traveling photos, you know, time together with friends, and even ideas and expressions, anything.
Yeah.
But taking advantage of social media to find a good job, how are we supposed to do this?
Yeah, well, it's really a fascinating point, and as you say, you know, throughout the so-called noughties, and indeed in this last couple of years, you know, it's the influence of social media has just accelerated at a huge pace. So much so that really, it's for most people, their lives are ever connected with social media. So, you know, that's the first point. The second point that I would make is that, you know, indeed, the separation between people's professional and personal lives is becoming ever more depleted.
Hmm.
So, and this is really being partly spurred on by social media. So, you know, there's a couple of specific ways that social media is impacted by our careers. Of course, many jobs are advertised and promoted and tweeted and republished by social media. That's how people find out about jobs now.
Mm.
If you look at the number of adverts going to the newspaper, which was the more conventional way of advertising for jobs, you know, they're less so, and they're going for social media because it can be much more targeted and specific.
And timely.
Advertising, exactly, that's right. And of course, the other way that social media affects our careers and our career building is, you know, with the likes of Renren and Tianji, I think it's called, and the various other Chinese and international social media sites, this effectively is putting our CV online, and therefore that the world at large can see us in with the click of a few buttons, whereas previously this information was confidential. So, you know, it's very, very crucial. And, you know, those pictures that you referred to of, you know, your dinner party, you know, they can, people, I think, are not aware of how easily they can be looked up,
mm-hmm.
by prospective employers. So, absolutely, social media really encompasses every part of our life now.
Look, can I go back to a thing you just mentioned about some companies using social media to find prospective employees?
Byron, you know, one thing I know that mm-hmm. The latest advert I saw on WeChat is a friend of mine who works in CCTV's human resources department.
Mm.
She posted one thing in the, group chat. She said, CCTV is now recruiting.
Mm.
And such positions are available. Who, you know, qualification are as follows. So I was impressed, Robert, that CCTV is also using social media.
And it's a form of native advertising, which is a word I taught Manling. Because now, like, if Manling wants a job or is interested, there's going to be ads targeted to her on her, like, social media.
Well, exactly. And the other element is, you know, the term in the trade, in the industry, is called employer branding. And that really is about how your company is perceived by the public at large and certainly by your prospective employees. This is, of course, all wrapped up within your social media presence. And indeed, if you don't have a social media presence, in this day and age, in 2015, that speaks to the level of advancement of your company. So it becomes ever more important to be involved. And I know there are now companies that, particularly for the SME, the small and medium-sized enterprise sector, that have actually sprung up to manage companies' social media presence in order that they have one. So it's super important, as you say.
So that means that let's talk about two sides, both sides.
Mm.
For the employer, it is really urgent for you to be present in social media. And then for those who want to get a job or whatever, it is so important for you to react to them, right?
Mm.
But I'm thinking about this is like you get target sort of advert.
Yeah.
Native advert?
Native advertising.
Okay. Seems more sort of, released to known or shared people, mm-hmm. people who share the same sort of field. But what about traditional one? Are there going to be situations that I'm going to look through social media at the same time go through traditional media in order to find a good job?
Absolutely. And what the interesting thing is, sometimes you combine a traditional approach to looking for a job with social media. Let me give you an example. So in many CVs I see every day now have links, hyperlinks, so internet links within the CV and particularly in PDF format to examples of a project. So for example, if someone has said, you know, I've been involved in this project that made my company, $1 million. You know, they might have a link to a video of that on Youku or YouTube, giving an example of the project. It may be that the person has contributed to an article. It may be that someone has been interviewed on a radio show like this, and wants to put that onto their, if you like, their online, their living, breathing, social media CV. The other point is, of course, if we're not on social media, it's very difficult to get recommendations from other people, and we're just not exposed to recruiters in the same way as that we would be. So, for example, you know, if I have my, if you like, my social media website that I'm connected to, and I'm not aware of my friendship, there are people who are not in my friendship group from university, for example, their names are not going to be on the tips of my the tip of my tongue to recommend to recruiters, say, when they call me. It's really important to be on there and to be active.
Mm-hmm. My understanding of what you said is just like, if you're not using social media in this way, it's like you're fishing in a big ocean. But if you're using social media, it's comparably, you're using, okay, you're fishing in a tank. It's much more targeted and easier, right?
That's a really good analogy. That's a really good way to put it. You know, social media is all about, is not about quantity, it's about quality. And, you know, for example, people who, I know certain people who post on websites like LinkedIn, for example, and they post the same dull, boring, repetitive, overused articles again and again and again. So I stop looking at their profiles, I become uninterested. But people who continuously and consistently post interesting, incisive, intelligent news and comment will be looked at and will certainly catch the attention of companies who are hiring in that particular niche. So you're absolutely right. It's all about being specific and niche-driven.
Yes, indeed. We are in the midst of a conversation with Robert Parkinson, and we'll be back very soon. And you're listening to Studio Plus. Please stay tuned.
Studio Plus, a feast of news, culture, and views.
All right, let's go.
Tune in to meet some fascinating people, share their stories.
China is one of the great creative countries.
Old Beijing style.
Exclusively Chinese musicals.
Studio Plus. Something fresh.
Then add in your mushrooms.
Something fun. Something more. Studio Plus. Studio
Plus. Yes, definitely. You're listening to us, Studio Plus. Every other week, we have a special segment called Career Builder, talking to Robert Parkinson, founder and CEO of RMG Selection, a leading Asia-focused executive search business. Today, we are talking about how to use or how to boost your career by social media. Robert, let's continue the conversation. Just now, we've been talking about it is very important to take advantage. Don't waste this source, right? Social media as a new way of looking for a job. But I still have a concern, you know.
Sure.
Okay. Go back to the very beginning. We talked about showing off your family photos, your time together with your loved ones and dinner tables or whatever, you know, traveling photos or whatever. Seems to me that there is not so clear demarcation between private life and, you know, public life. So do you think we should blur the demarcation?
Or maybe have like a private page and a public page?
Well, I think that there's an attempt to, you know, LinkedIn, for example, is certainly a focused site on people's careers. But there's another well-known US-based website started by a guy called Zuckerberg, who is
that the notorious Zuckerberg?
Indeed, he's focused on the social side of things, but they are now building a career side of things. So I think actually the lines will become more and more blurred, and I think there's a couple of points to keep in mind on this, because I think people don't realize, not just on the site I mentioned, but on many different websites, people don't realize how easily particularly the pictures, are accessible to really anyone who knows your email address, and very hard to delete from the internet. So if you're on holiday with your friends in a Spanish island and you do something silly on the beach at 3 o'clock in the morning and those pictures are published on the internet, it's going to be very difficult to erase those pictures. And
this is going to
15 years time.
This is going to cost you
an AP level position in a company.
I know.
They're still going to be there.
This is going to cost you a job opportunity.
Exactly.
So we need to be careful. The other point, which I think applies to some of our younger listeners, is you know some people use platforms like WeChat, for example, which I think is a great tool, is a great way of communicating. You know, the voice is far more powerful than simple text or email. But some people use that as a way of whinging and airing their negative thoughts about, you know, their job or their boss or life in general. And, you know, people don't want to hear this. People are very turned off by this, and particularly future employers. You know, it's a key thing. And indeed, people, I think, don't realize sometimes that this sort of information is accessible to their current employer. And if you've got someone sitting in your office who's supposed to be hard at work on a project, but yet they're posting information on, you know, little messages saying, God, I'm bored, or I can't wait to go on holiday very soon, it's wasting working time, you know. So don't post things during working time is, I think, the message there.
But Robert, I think we should maybe try to like hone it back, because on the flip side, you know, obviously the employers can see what is on someone's social media, but you don't want to basically whitewash your Facebook. Otherwise, everyone's going to think you're just really boring. You do want to have some photos where you're hanging out with friends, so you look socially adept.
No, I got the same question, actually. If we are, okay, we talk about don't, okay, let's just talk about the don'ts and, you know, do's and don'ts. What to put on, what not to put on, in your opinion. On the social media, which will, you know, have consequences in job hunting. And the next question following is, okay, if we are screening, you know, what to go online or offline, we are not, you know, giving an authentic picture of ourselves, the real image of ourselves. It's a fake one. So how do you solve this kind of dilemma?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. I think, you know, to answer it, I always say, you know, where I'm from in the UK, we live in little, you know, two up, two down houses.
A little island, huh?
That little island, that's right. And, you know, I would say I wouldn't put stuff on my Facebook page that I wouldn't be prepared to put outside of the front of my house. So if I'm happy for my neighbours and passers-by to see my holiday photos, then I would be prepared to put those on to the social media website. But there are certain photographs, for example, that I perhaps may only restrict to my spouse or my close family or my children. And those sorts of things perhaps you wouldn't post on social media. So I think that's really the...
bottom line.
Yeah, that's what we've got to be conscious of. Of course, the trouble is, the social media sites keep changing the rules on privacy, and it's been well documented that Facebook has come under fire for their privacy, how can I put this nicely, but where their privacy policies, yeah, because they're often unclear and people don't quite know where the line is.
So there must be a line, but a very quick sentence, maybe one sentence to conclude today's conversation, that is the CV that we're going to put on, you know, social media different from the conventional ones?
It's living. It's a living CV. It's a living, breathing entity.
Okay.
Whereas your traditional CV is a piece of paper.
Okay. Thank you very much, Robert Parkinson, founder and CEO of RMG Selection.
Great to be with you.
Yeah, nice to. And we expected the next sort of a talk after 2 weeks.
Perfect.
Yeah,
all right. Thank you, Robert.